Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, resisting the urge to sing. It's really hard not to every time I hear it, every morning. We got our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay, with us.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Wednesday is treating you good. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, very, very well timed by you to have the snow falling right as you join us. I love a good setting. Nicely done, Britt.
The entrance, right? I had to make it perfect.
It's great. It does look like we're going to be getting a little bit of flurries as we did last night into today.
Yep, that's going to be the case. It should wind down probably later on this afternoon, maybe around 3 or 4 or so. So we're not looking at crazy accumulations. We should stay under an inch. But these baby flakes are surely flying around, making some slick and slippery spots on occasion. But the plows are out there. They're salting. They're doing their job. But temperatures and Mother Nature, she's going the opposite way. Wow, we've got this cold front that is going to hit us, and it is going to take our temperatures down to the single digits by this afternoon. So we're already at our high temperatures in the low 20s. We're going to be slowly falling throughout the day, and then the winds are going to blast us this evening, gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour. So while the temperatures are crashing, we're slapping wind chills on top of that. We'll probably see some cold weather alerts go out because we're going to be feeling anywhere from 10 to 20 below zero by this evening, and that's going to be the case through tomorrow morning and even throughout the day tomorrow because highs only reach 6 degrees.
No.
I know.
No.
Stomp your foot.
No, Mother Nature. No.
I also vote no, if my vote counts.
I need at least 20 to 30 more pounds before I am ready for this. And you don't even know about that.
James, I have those 20 or 30 pounds, and it does not help, let me tell you.
All right. Well, at least we're more prepared. And that's the important part. And by that, I do mean, too, as we've heard in Melissa's news breaks and some other spots, you know, make sure your vehicle has all those winter things that it needs. And do your best to make sure that our little ones and our furry friends are indoors as much as possible. Keep an eye out on all of them.
Absolutely. Check on neighbors, elderly, make sure that their heat is working, make sure that everyone's staying warm. If you're going to be outside, dress in layers, cover all your exposed skin. This is frostbite weather. This is hypothermia weather. And I say layers because you don't want that big, heavy, bulky jacket that just makes you sweat.
Yeah.
Because once you start to sweat, you're going to push hypothermia, and this is the condition it can happen. So just take it easy, stay safe, stay inside, stay warm, look out the window at the beautiful snow, and have a good one.
Thank you for preparing us, Brittany.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks, you too.
Best in the business right there.
Absolutely.
Joins us every morning. Really always appreciate her joining us.
You know, if we have to have a cold temperature warning and like these nasty stuff, at least with Brittany's lovely voice, it makes it sound better.
It generally does. Like, it really does. I'm all right with that. It's the closest we can get to having an English person give us the weather and like, oh, well, at least it's nice. You know, we have got plenty of things coming up for you, Melissa and I. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We've also got, who is the hardest person to shop for during the holidays? That is coming up.
The person you're shopping for.
Yeah, really. At that time, whoever it is. That's such a good one. Yes.
Unless they're a kid. It's hard.
That is different. Yeah, you're so right about that. A little bit later, we're going to get into Google's top trending search results. We got some of that for you in a little bit. Of course, it's a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by our great friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
Cannot wait to talk to Phil in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour. Got some entertainment news for you. Looking forward to getting into some of those things. And a little bit later in the hour, got Merriam-Webster's word of the year.
Because they couldn't all pick the same word.
No. And now I feel like we've kind of, if we covered one, we've got to cover them all.
Well, of course.
Well,
you can't pick and choose.
Yeah. So we got to get that one in there. We got plenty more of other fun things that we'll be touching on through throughout the morning. And we got some local stuff that I want to hit on as well. Some great, really cool things that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks, taking you right up to the holiday seasons. But let's go ahead and start right here. And this is kind of a callback a little bit to like part of a conversation Terry and I were getting into yesterday. We were talking about candy canes and people using the amount of people that use them for decoration and the amount of people that eat them. Okay. And that has kind of like skewed a bit. A lot more people seem to be using them for decorations, which got me thinking, well, then maybe the flavor doesn't matter as much. Maybe it's more of the color.
Color, yeah.
And that, of course, sent us down the rabbit hole of weird candy cane flavors, which is where we start our show.
Oh, good.
And there are some doozies out there. Every year they seem to reinvent this one. And I'm blown away every year when I see Archie Sour and Cream and Onion Candy Canes.
What?
Sour cream and onion
candy canes?
Can I interest you in mac and cheese? Can I?
Ooh.
There's a lot.
I don't want my mac and cheese crunchy. Sorry. No.
I don't know.
Or sweet.
No.
Is there sweet with this too? Because that, like, sour cream and onion with it, sugar? No.
Would you consider dill pickle?
Yes, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
I would consider dill pickle. I actually saw a dill pickle soup recipe the other day. I know. That's the right reaction, James.
I heard soup, and I'm like, oh, soup. And I'm like, nope.
Dill pickle?
Twinkies. Twinkies ones might not be bad.
Yeah.
That might be all right.
I mean, that's supposed to be sweet. Yeah. Over the top sweet. So, yeah, a Twinkie candy cane I could do.
Does the candy cane have the filling? Does it? That would be really, that'd be well done.
Only if it's not soft.
Yeah. They've got some jalapeno ones for you spicy lovers out there.
That might not be too terrible because jalapeno does pair pretty well with sweet things.
Yeah, yeah. A Hostess has a bunch of candy canes that they have in a variety box for $9 with ding dongs, snowballs,
and Twinkies. Ding dong. They better have ding dong and snowballs. How perfect.
I would try that one. That one actually doesn't sound so bad to me.
No, that one does sound good.
I feel like I have to try the bacon one, even though I don't know how I'm going to like it.
Again, bacon, jalapeno, those things go well and okay with sweet things. Sour cream and onion, not so much.
Archie McPhee is pretty much your go-to shop for any of these candy cane flavors. And if you are looking to maybe, you know, get into the holiday spirit and you want to make sure that you have some gravy on the table, gravy, magic candy canes are available.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
That went the wrong direction.
Yeah, it really did.
I mean, I guess if you want to decorate your mashed potatoes in a way, because I have seen a lot of creations, like creative mashed potato piles with some candy canes stuck in top that are gravy flavored.
What about, you know, you got to have, I know my Nana was very adamant about this, especially during the holidays. The first thing that was on your plate was a salad. And how about Caesar salad candy canes? Just a bowl of those. I got the salad out. I brought salad. Here you go.
Oh my goodness! No.
No. What? No.
No. These are fake, right? You're not. These aren't real, are they?
I wish, because for $20, that's what's it. You're gonna spend $20 on those if you're buying these Caesar salad.
Do you see a picture?
Candy.
What does it look like?
It's a dark green with a light green kind of like a neon green kind of wrapping around in the cane part, and it has a dash of anchovy. No candy cane. That's bad.
It's
a bad candy cane.
Anchovy flavor is for Gardettos,
yes.
Not candy canes.
Yes, agreed. And there's more. Here's where it gets really interesting. If it wasn't already, there are caviar candy canes.
And
we're talking like $500. I don't care if I got Bill Gates money. I don't know that I could look at my like end result and, you know, looking at my bank statements and knowing that I spent $500 on candy canes.
Well, and isn't like the whole point of caviar is the experience. The texture and the shape and all of it. You lose all of that in a candy cane.
Yes.
Like, what's the point then? Is there real caviar in the candy cane? Because otherwise
that's a great
question. You're just paying for a name.
I do like the I find it funny the idea of a bunch of snooty rich people saying, oh, yes, oh, the only candy canes we'll eat are caviar candy canes.
We prefer to decorate our tree with salmon eggs. Ooh,
they got lemonhead candy canes.
Those I would try. That's a fair flavor for a candy cane.
Brisket candy canes.
Ew.
Oh wow, wow. And just as a side note, fried chicken candy.
They got meat in a stick should only be a Slim Jim.
Or
other things like it.
Yeah. Here.
Not the candy cane.
I kind of like the Dante's Inferno candy canes just because it's got a picture of Dante with a candy cane and a Santa hat. It's just an actual picture of Dante, but with those things added on. I kind of like that. That's good.
Okay, that one's okay. And you know, like the Sweet Hot is also fine.
I don't know. But we wrap up with Bigfoot candy canes.
What's the flavor?
Here is the tagline for this. Bigfoot loves Christmas. His cousin, the Yeti, is personal friends with Santa Claus himself. And that's why his entirely appropriate to have Bigfoot candy canes. They have a pine flavor, just like Bigfoot's favorite snack, sap-covered pine cones. So they have a pine taste to them.
Actually, that wouldn't be too bad. I would try that.
We kind of have to try these. I feel like I kind of got to buy us some of these.
That's about the one that intrigues me the most.
I
would want to try it. Like, we know what a Twinkie tastes like. We know what some of those other sweet things taste like. And we're not trying the sour cream and onion candy canes. I'm sorry.
No.
But pine needles, you know, I mean, it's a flavor in martinis. You get that nice pine scent in gin. So for a candy cane, I think that'd be good.
We're gonna get these, and they're $7 bucks. I don't mind buying them, but I am gonna.
Not too bad.
I have to talk to Sage anyway. I'm gonna ask him later. I just want to know his reaction to that. Hey, I wanted to use some of our budget to buy some Bigfoot candy canes. I just want to see his reaction.
First question: how big are they?
Yeah. Well, it turns out they're 5 inches. 5 inches tall with sappy flavoring, and in the list here of things that it says set of 6 green and white candy canes, 5 1/4 inches tall, sappy flavoring, pine flavor, and does not taste like feet.
I'm glad they added that.
That's good.
Also, if they really wanted to get in on the Bigfoot thing, they should have made them giant.
Oh yes! Oh, they really missed
the mark.
Why
aren't
there.
They? They're not Sasquatch sized.
Really missed the mark there. A couple of quick notes before we go to our wrap up our monologue here. Did want to remind everybody that American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin is going on right now.
Ooh. Get yourself a good breakfast.
Yeah, to all of our veterans, military, police, and firefighters, you are welcome to Crossview Church here in Wisconsin Rapids for Air American Heroes Cafe. And they do this twice a month. Now, just once this month with the holidays and everything. Yeah.
So, and while the breakfast is great, the camaraderie there is really what you go for.
Yeah. I've been honored to be able to attend these a long time ago. And wonderful. One of the better morning ways you're going to start your morning. Big shout out to all the volunteers as well that work so hard on that one. Head on over to Crossview Church today, everybody, and spread the word about this event, too. Make sure more and more people know about it. We've got more involving our vets that we'll be talking about a little bit later. And we'll also be getting you the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest Word.
Oh, yeah.
At the top of the 11, 1 and 4 o'clock hours today, you want to listen for that keyword to text to us with the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get in on this because there's 4 prizes every day given away, right, James?
Yeah.
Is that 4? Did I count right?
Yes. at the top of the 7, 11 a.m. hours and 1 and 4 o'clock p.m. hours, we'll give you that keyword to text to us. Get it to us, and you have a chance to win $100 cash or an overnight getaway stay at Chula Vista Resorts in the Dells.
That's right. And that's 4 times a day. There's 4 prizes every day, so make sure you get in on one because we need to up our numbers at our stations, right? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. now, I will say WIRI has been doing very well, but WFHR Excellent. Could see some better numbers. So
sure, get in on this. We want you to win. We want our listeners to win.
Yeah, there's not much better than giving things away. We get to do that 4 times a day, right up until the 20th, everybody. And then on the 20th, we're going to pull 8 grand prize winners, and they're going to have a chance to choose from our grown-up gift list, where we got all kinds of cool stuff. Humidifier, espresso machine, snow blower, all kinds of cool things. We don't mess
around. Microwave?
I wish, Melissa, I wish. I got to say, I've I've worked with a lot of companies. I have never worked with a company that goes so all out on their gifts, on their prizes and everything. It really is.
Who doesn't want a free espresso machine?
That sounds awesome right now. Yeah, I'd love that. And I would never blink again. I don't know if I'd ever blink again if I had one of those. Get in on this, everybody. Our statewide.
It took a minute to sink in, James.
Civic Media's grown-up gift list. Text to win contest. Get in on this, everybody. Thank you so much to everyone who has already played along. And real quick, before we go to break, we're going to be talking about this now until next week, because we are very excited to be trying something very unique and fun here. Next week, during our Tuesday and Thursday hours, Tuesday and Thursdays, doing Community Stories with Melissa Kay, which I cannot tell you enough to check out every Tuesday and Thursday. Melissa did an amazing job yesterday. I happened to catch the beginning of the interview with Rock that you did, and then I look at the clock and realize, oh, it's like 30 minutes have gone by, and everything. I really got caught up in it. It was a great conversation, Melissa. You're a wonderful interviewer, and you make the conversation just flow, and you make it feel like we're there with you guys. It was really nice conversation.
And Rock is his. These stories are fascinating. You know, that is the best part. I don't have to work hard because these stories are wonderful.
I tell him all the time. I could talk with him all day. I could talk to Rock Larson all day. A shout out to Rock and all of our people working in our vet's offices and all the work that they've done. Next week, we're doing something really unique and fun, Melissa. I don't think we've ever done anything like here at WFHR.
No, not live. This next week on Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6, it's going to be a live Community Stories, and we're going to invite our young people to call in and share their Christmas wish lists. We'll get them to Santa. We're going to have an elf on call that is going to take these calls, and you can tell Santa's elves what you want for Christmas, and they will get that directly to Santa. And along with that, we're going to have some poems, hopefully some songs, and just a lot of fun. But we're counting on you guys to call in with your Christmas wish list.
Make sure to spread the word about this, everybody. Let all the every family you know. Make sure all the kids know. Especially now, maybe some of you have got your list in, but is it updated? Have you gotten the updated list?
Do you have any late additions?
Yes. You can call them in. You can call them in next week, Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be doing this from 5 to 6.
And that number is 715-424-2600.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to this. I want as many calls as possible. We'll also have some other fun that we'll be doing during the show. It's going to be great. I really do appreciate some. Melissa knows that the first role I ever played was Santa Claus. In our grade school play in sixth grade over here at Washington School. And so I was asked to produce and just run the board here and everything. Run the board. So I appreciate that, Melissa, because I love being a part of these kind of things. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
We are going to be having such a blast with this one that I feel like they don't really have to pay me for this. I'm just really looking forward to doing it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm excited.
Also wanted to mention not only that, but we'll have some other fun holiday things lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. It got some great stuff lined up. The next two episodes of Unlabeled, which you can catch every Sunday from 8 to 9, doing Christmas, 90s Christmas stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a bunch of kind of rare Christmas songs that maybe you haven't heard before.
The ones that aren't overplayed.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins actually did a really nice Christmas song that's really good. Genuinely really good. Got some Huey Lewis in the News doing some stuff. Aretha Franklin. Also got a 90s country Christmas was huge. I know you're going to like this one. I even could have sent it out as a request to you, Melissa. I've got Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss doing a song together.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Just some really good stuff on there. And then right before Christmas, I'm going to be playing some more of the more popular 90s Christmas songs. Okay. So we'll have that for you lined up and plenty more. Our team is working really hard on some great stuff for you to really get into the season.
Absolutely.
We're going to get into a commercial break. We will be right back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Let's dive right in and encourage you to head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Visit our friends at El Cafe, buy local, support local, and get to one of the most unique menus you are going to find.
Mm-hmm. And you're always going to get good food.
Yeah. Wonderful people over there. Say hi to the gang and buy local and support local, everybody. Support those that support this community and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and you can call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. Wish your happy birthday or anniversary right here with us.
You got that Civic Media app handy anyway, because you're getting in on the Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win contest. So you might as well just get us those birthdays and anniversaries while you're at it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want an unique omelet for breakfast this morning, they have a carnita omelet at El Cafe today. Ooh. And their lunch special is ham and scalloped potatoes.
Nice.
That is a fill your belly up, keep you warm meal.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great for right now. Sounds really good, especially in the next couple of days.
Preparing you for the cold that's coming.
Yeah. Mm. Stay warm with our friends at El Cafe, everybody. I've heard, too. I got to get over there for a number of reasons. But one, I'm a coffee connoisseur, and I heard they got some really good coffee over there, too. Mm-hmm. So I got to try that.
Yeah, their coffee is great.
We need a one or a two from you, Mel.
Let's go with one today.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. We can get right into it. First up, we wish happy birthday to Chris Jones.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Enjoy your day, Chris. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Tammy Madison.
Happy birthday, Tammy. Congratulations.
Enjoy the day, Tammy. Hope it's a good one for you. And we encourage you to brag to everybody that you are a qualifier today.
Absolutely. Tell them over at El Cafe.
Yeah, let them know. Let them know. Especially, just right out the gate, let them know. Before you even order anything.
They'll love it. They absolutely will.
They're great over there. And appreciate both of these people and their loved ones getting us these birthdays. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity list. Hailee Steinfeld is 28. She is really, really one of the more up-and-coming young actors. She is Kate Bishop on Hawkeye, Emily in the Pitch Perfect movies, Gwen Stacy is Spider-Gwen in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movies, where she is really good. She's a great actor. I like her look and the way that she kind of transforms for roles. I really like her as a voice actor. She's very, very good as a voice actor. And her voice, she is the voice of Spider-Gwen. I don't know. Okay. I hope they don't have anybody else ever do that voice, because she's fantastic as it. Let's see here. One of the better rhymers of all time, Mos Def is 51. Very intelligent rapper. If I just read some lyrics to you of him, you would think it was poetry. He is one of the better rappers and rhymers there's ever been. Just incredible at what he does. Awesome. 51, still doing it, too. Yeah.
Nice.
It's interesting to see so many of the rappers that we grew up with and getting older and how they handle that, and how some do. Like Andre 3000 kind of doesn't feel like he feels like he's too old to do hip hop anymore. So he went to the flute and like a Grammy winner with that instrument and stuff. And then you got some artists that are still, you know, hey, they're going to keep turning their cap back and, you know, keep doing those songs, and more power to them.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. Brenda Lee is 80.
Yeah, Brenda Lee.
Amazing career. Amazing life. Big hits with I'm Sorry and a couple of others throughout her career. But, of course, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is maybe arguably her biggest hit.
Yeah, and I think, as Pat Kretlow said this morning, she recorded that at like 13.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Which, it also, there's a lot of interestingness to that, too, that story. Mm-hmm. And I encourage you to check it out. She is also a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Country Music Hall of Fame member, Miss Brenda Lee. Also, one of the better interviews you'll hear. She's a great interviewer. John Kerry is 81, former President Obama's Secretary of State. Let's see here. David Gates is 84 from Bread. So many hits for Bread. So many. and one of the smarter band names of all time.
Bread.
it may not seem like it, but it stayed with people. Like, people just remembered that band name.
Well, because it's simple.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's relatable. Everybody knows what Bread is.
I don't know how cool it is, but I mean, it works. It works. And it seems to have worked for them very well.
Well, and they did something better than like fish. They spelled it the way that bread is spelled.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, they didn't try to get fancy with it.
Right, yeah, I like that. The legend Rita Moreno is 93 years young today.
Wow.
Grandma Linda on Netflix's One Day at a Time, she's one of the very few people to ever win all four major entertainment awards, which makes her an EGOT winner. She won an Emmy for being on The Muppet Show, and she was one of the top five Muppet Show guests of all time, Rita Moreno. A Grammy for her work on the Electric Company album. An Oscar for her amazing performance in West Side Story. They probably should never redo that movie because of her performance. And, of course, a Tony for The Ritz. Just one of the legends of cinema. Of theater, really. Yeah. Cinema, yeah, but theater especially. Mm-hmm. Rita Moreno is also one of the few people where she's out there performing, and if your phone goes off, she will call you out. She did this some years back during a Broadway show, and somebody's phone went off when she was singing. She stopped, called him out, and picked up right on the note she left off on. Like, it was incredible. Like, it was kind of cool to see her call the person out, but I was more impressed with her acting and her ability.
Her ability to bring it back.
It's like she stepped out of her character for a second, called this person out, made fun of them and everything, and then jumped right back into the character off of the syllable she was just on. It was incredible. You can look up the video online if you want, anybody.
And what's also impressive is the crew coming back in as well.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yes, yes. Very, very strong point. Yeah, yeah. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries for today. But a great list. I'm sorry. I forgot one. People no longer with us. Terry Garr would have been 77 today.
Don't forget Terry.
Just not appreciated enough. Whether it was Tootsie or her work in Mr. Mom or where I fell in love with her, Young Frankenstein.
Of course. Rolling.
I like a lot of great Mel Brooks movies. I did not get the chance to really appreciate certain performances until I got older, and Terry Garr was one of them. I always loved her work, but I was so focused on Gene Wilder, and anytime Gene Wilder was on screen, I was focused on him and trying to dissect his performance and trying to be Gene Wilder. I didn't appreciate her work nearly enough. Great actor. An underrated performance in Tootsie. I don't think she gets Dustin Hoffman gets most of the focus. I get why, but her performance really should be noted in that movie.
Yes.
Let's see. One more time. Happy birthday to Chris Jones.
Happy birthday, Chris.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Tammy Madison.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Enjoy your day and stick around, everybody. Not only do we got our news and sports break, and we're going to check out our partners and got some stuff there, but in a little bit, we're going to be joined by our Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
It's all coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Being played in by one of the greatest violinists of all time, Lindsey Stirling. All right, I'm done for the day. I'm just listening to her the rest of the day. I seriously could listen to her all day.
She's fantastic. Wasn't there a bunch of controversy about them not airing her halftime show?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
At a football game?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Oh.
I don't know. I saw something about it, but I didn't really dig into it because it was sports.
Right, but I'll have to dig into that so that I can talk about it. Playmakers tonight from 5 to 6. Be sure to join us for that, everybody. Shameless
Your thoughts
fun.
And feelings.
Yes, yes. Get those feelings
about
out.
About sports.
Really, your therapy couch for sports. Playmakers.
You need one.
Is that my new tagline?
There you go.
We got Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing in just a few minutes here. Before that, though, I wanted to touch on this story, and not out of jealousy at all. A little bit. Okay, a little bit. How hard would it be to go without your cell phone for at least 8 hours while you're awake, bored, and nothing else to do? If that sounds painful, well, what if you could get $1,000 for doing it?
Oh, sign me up.
Right? Yeah. I might have done this anyway, let alone between us, Melissa, but I might throw the money in, sure. A woman in China recently won the equivalent of $1,380 in U.S. Dollars after successfully completing a public welfare challenge. A public welfare challenge, which tested people's ability to stay away from their phones for 8 hours. It was a small-scale stunt that a local business held to raise awareness for smartphone addiction. Okay. So it's it isn't necessarily a countrywide thing or anything like that. And it wasn't just being phone-free. You couldn't sleep or nap, and you couldn't have any other distractions like books and movies. You also had to lie flat and avoid signs of anxiety, which were tracked by a special wristband. Okay, now you're starting to lose me here. Now, wait a minute. Wait,
so we just have to do absolutely nothing for 8 hours? Why?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Can you do anything? Or are you just supposed to sit there and do nothing?
Yeah, I don't know. I do like the idea, though, of you know, anything that we can do to get people away from their phones a little bit and everything. I especially, you know, one of the suggestions they had here was reading, but I would suggest, I don't know, maybe coloring in a coloring book. And, we have a local coloring book we can talk about with our good friends from Quality Post Printing. Phil Hartley joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, old master of Segway.
I appreciate
well done,
you, Phil.
Appreciate
you, Phil. I did want to remind everybody about the Season of Giving coloring books. I've got one in front of me right now. It's taking all of my power not to color it, Phil. It's awesome. It's so cool.
Chris designed those and picked up the pictures. She tried to put them in there for all different levels of people, too. So there's some ones that are obviously very much for children, but there's some ones that take a little more doing for adults too. So we kind of try to mix it up throughout the coloring book.
Yeah. It's great, Phil. I actually got to sit down and color in it the other night with some young people in my life. And we each picked out a picture. We tore one out and the other two of us shared a book. It was great.
Oh, yay. Good refrigerator materials.
Yes.
And the pages are nice and thick, too.
Yeah.
So you can use markers and they don't go through. Well done.
You can thank Domtar for that.
Right on. Shout out to Domtar for that. That's I appreciate the details that's been put into this, Phil. It is. It's sturdy. It's nice for kids to be able to, and adults to be able to color. And there's really great graphics in here, too. I love the animation. I'm a sucker for animation and different styles of it. And I really like the style of this animation.
That's a lot to do with Tracy. And this year I told her also to make sure we put a big picture of Toner in there, who's our mascot. You'll see our mascot in there as well. So for the first time on a whole page. We've hidden him in the past, but this time he get a whole page to himself.
Nice.
Phil, you got some of these coloring books over at the shop?
We sure do, yeah. If anybody wants a copy, we've been giving them out, and we got a few more places to get them too. But please come in. We have extras here that we can just give out to you. And we watch when we see children come in the tutu. We're handing them out as we go. But please, if you have a group or a classroom or, you know, that you're getting together with young children or you're homeschooling or whatever, please come on in and grab some, and we'd be glad to get them out to you.
We also want to remind everybody that not only do we have Phil joining us here, but Quality Post Printing is with us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with our Playmakers show that they sponsor. We greatly appreciate that, Phil. Got some things maybe in the works when it comes to that. I don't know, just between the three of us. But we appreciate that, Phil. We're going to be hard at it today, a little bit later today, with Playmakers. And a big shout out to you and the team for that one. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm a sports nut, so I'm glad to help sponsor, especially. We talk national sports, but also local sports. There's so much. We're blessed to live in a great community for that, and have some great local sports teams as well. So, yeah, glad to sponsor that show.
One of the things that our ownership has talked with me and some of our staff about recently is the covering of high school sports, how important that is to rural areas, local areas, especially ours. And then we talked about how much we have around here and how much successful high school sports we have around here. We really could fill the hour of Playmakers just talking local sports, and not even stretching. I mean, there's so much to cover in this area. And a big shout out to Michael Comer and Randy Paul and the great work that they are doing on that front. Appreciate them so much for that. We're going to have a lot of fun. Michael's going to be with us a little bit later today and encourage you to call up and join us, like Phil just called up and joined us to bring us our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
All right. Hey, we're going in by the holiday theme over the next couple weeks, so I'm going to see if you guys can guess this one. Turnabout here, a little interaction.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm game.
It's a Christmas word. It has a couple meanings. One is to drink a lot, party, and have a good time. That's one of the meanings. But the other meaning is to go Christmas caroling from house to house and around your neighborhood, around your community. So it has two meanings. Or maybe you do both. You drink a lot, have fun, and go Christmas caroling. but they could go together.
Mm. But it's not karaoke.
Oh, good guess, though. I like that. I like that. I was thinking jolly right away, but that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Shoot.
I'm going to know it as soon as you say it, and then I'm going to smack myself because I should know this word.
I cannot express to people how bad I am at these things. Like, you never want me involved in one of these games. Like, the whole Pictionary type games and everything. I will guess everything, words you've never even heard of before I will get close to the actual word.
Okay. So I won't keep you in suspense.
Okay.
The word is wassail.
Oh, wassailing!
Yes!
Here we go, wassailing! Yes! I knew it! And I smacked myself. I'm smacking myself. Okay, it was my desk, but not.
Yeah. Wassailing. I don't know.
That's great.
Wassailing, yeah. No, that's great.
It's a good word, Phil.
Mm-hmm. To find some unique holiday-type words that we can throw in over the next couple of weeks. So wassail is one of them that you don't hear every day.
That's very true.
You hear around the holidays, so...
I do like the idea of people just starting to incorporate it, like, in everyday language. Like, even June and July, we hear it. Like, that's not bad. I'm going to go away silly with the boys later. Like, okay, all right, that's cool.
It's a great word. Are you doing that on Wisconsin River? Like, where
do you... I'll tell the people listening, come on over and we'll wassail you here at Quality Quest.
Yes.
Nice.
I'd find a voice that could do it, but...
Absolutely. And Phil, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to find out about any of the projects you guys are up to over there.
Oh, wow. DCS. I'm staying busy. A lot of people are coming in with Christmas ladders and cards. So we're doing a lot of that for people that, make copies of and mail out to all their friends and relatives. It has been steady. McKenna's working with people up front, making that happen. It's kind of fun at Christmas time. We do a lot of special projects, small orders, again, that we can do because we're small and local and can do really quickly. So we're happy to do those. But we've done some things for Alexander House. They're doing a Christmas display over there. For ND Paper today. Mm-hmm. Crazy, the different businesses we get to work with. Duncan Disability is a great customer for us. Domtar. So I don't know. We're just blessed here, and I want to thank all of our customers, but it's fun to do a lot of the Christmas work as well for those companies, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. There is never any reruns over there at Quality Plus Printing. You guys every day have some fun and cool things that you're working on, and encourage you enough to get wassailing on over there, everybody, to 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Appreciate you and the team over there, Phil. We'll talk real soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, James. Take care, everyone.
You too.
Yeah, you too, Phil.
Wow, that's a great word today. Great word. Mm-hmm. And always great talking with Phil. So good on the mic, too. Great job.
Absolutely.
On that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate our team over there at Quality Plus Printing. Join them today at 8th Street South, 3515 8th Street South. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. And be sure to like their Facebook page. They update that quite a bit, and it's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they're doing over there. It's also a great way to direct message them. Maybe with questions you might have about printing ideas, or if you have any hometown heroes. We're still collecting hometown heroes, everybody.
That's right. Get your names and nominate who you think has done great things in our community.
Yeah. And then get their face on a t-shirt with WAM Incorporated and everything. It's pretty cool. We'll take a time out. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask you, who is the hardest person to shop for during the holidays? We want audience participation on this one. I want you guys to get ready to call up and join us for that when Melissa and I get back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Morning show on your radio dial with Diana Carroll.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Just incredible voice.
and while she's singing Christmas carols, it's Diana Krall.
Diana Krall, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. I was trying to get it in quick. I was trying too fast. God, just gonna listen. Another one I can listen to all day.
And great job, Seth, on these Christmas bumpers. I love them.
Yeah, well played, sir. Well played. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600, or maybe you want to text or message us through the Civic Media app, or call up through the Civic Media app and test that out a little bit. Make sure it's working so you can get in on the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest.
Yes, it's so easy.
We want to hear from you. We want to know who is the toughest person in your life to buy for. Who is the toughest person to shop for the holidays for? Someone polled 2,000 Americans, and can you guess who got the most votes? Well, 21% said it's their partner or spouse, and they'll devote 9 hours of their life trying to find the perfect gift for them this year.
9 hours.
Kids are next at 14%, followed by moms at 12%. And the average person will buy 16 presents this year. Around a quarter of those are for kids. The rest are for people like extended family, friends, coworkers, and pets.
Nice.
So we'll get into the top giving gift-giving headaches in a second here. But when it comes to that list, it seems about right.
Yeah.
But I think it's wrong, actually. Like, I get it. I get why people, especially this time of year, would answer it that way. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely think the hardest, and I feel like I've got this one down, Melissa, the hardest people to buy for are your parents. It is difficult, and they never tell you what they want. Never.
No, and they kind of, at this point in their lives, they kind of have what they need.
Yeah,
So it's not like you, well, their coffee maker broke, they need a new, they just buy it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you can gift them something that they truly have wanted or needed, unless you are suddenly become rich and can gift them a house. Or a car.
Yeah, that's my oldest dream. My oldest dream is giving a blank check to my mom and dad and letting them just build a house the way they want to.
Wouldn't we all love to do that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, I don't need to do that for my dad because he just built the house he wanted the way he wanted it. And I mean, it's always a work in progress. I mean, that house has been under construction since I was 8. So, I mean, he's currently building a goat palace for his goats. And I say palace in the most loosest terms possible because, I mean, it's mostly constructed with like plyboard and things of that nature, things he found at the dump. But goats love it.
I love goats, and I want to know more about this so much.
I'll send you some videos.
Thank you so much. The top gift-giving headaches are budgeting, finding the right gift for everyone, wrapping them, and keeping them all a secret.
That's James's hardest part.
Oh, that's the toughest part.
Yeah.
The average person will deal with 16 holiday headaches. Others include untangling lights, getting through your holiday to-do list, and navigating family dynamics.
I love counting holiday headaches.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to count them now? Oh, yep. Here comes a headache. This one's definitely holiday related.
I got to say, if you can count the holiday headaches, I don't know if you've got that many. Like, I feel like you might not have that many.
And then good for you.
Yes, very good for you. Very good. That's cool. And I think that I wouldn't say that I'm a great gift giver, but I am a good listener. And at least that's what I hear. But I think that the two go hand in hand. If you're really racking your brain at, what do I get this person? What do I give this person? Think about them. Think about the conversations you've had and everything. And I feel like the answer has come a little bit clearer.
And the thing is, listen early. You know, don't wait till December hits and then panic. Oh, no. The thoughtfulness and the listening are two big things that will make you an excellent gift giver.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, the holiday headaches start at 7:30 every morning for me.
Yeah, I can only imagine, man. I can only imagine. For our listeners out there that may not know, Kev here is a delivery driver and is never harder at work, probably. Is this the busiest time of year, man?
Yeah, it usually the Christmas season and the springtime, because obviously everybody's got to get their tomato plants started and get their greenhouse started. So the springtime is busy too. And yeah, Christmas is the next probably week and a half is probably going to be one of the busiest. So all I can say is, people, don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
Please don't wait till the last minute.
Especially if you're ordering.
People do that.
Yeah.
Not wait till the last minute, because it just gets to be hard to process and, you know, the stress for everybody. So,
Yeah, when you're giving out gifts this year, giving a great gift to a lot of our delivery drivers and our mail system out there is not doing this at the last minute. It's a great way. One of the nice things you can do for our delivery drivers out there, we've got more than we've ever had, and we lean on this more into this industry more than we ever have. Mm-hmm. That includes semi drivers and all of the above.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been doing this for 26 years now, and I'm ready for it. You know, the first couple of years, I hated it. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, every year I get ready for it. You know, starting at Thanksgiving, but it seems like it gets earlier and earlier sometimes every year, though, too. That everybody starts shipping, which is fine with me because then we're not getting all pushed at one time. So
right, it's not piling up right at the end of December.
Right. Yeah. Kev, is there anything off the top of your head, like the oddest thing you've delivered? And you don't have to get too specific, obviously, with that. But I've been wanting to ask you that one, and I keep forgetting.
I mean, there's been a lot of odd things that we've delivered. Like you said, I really don't want to get too descriptive about some of the stuff. I just wish some people would pack things differently when they're sending those weird things out. But, I used to deliver rats when I was doing the Wausau area for a guy that sold exotic snakes. That was their meal, was rats. So I always, once a week I would have rats in my, I would deliver
that
rats.
That had to have been interesting.
Were they live or frozen, Kevin?
They were live. They were live.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You want those packaged well.
Yeah. Definitely not something you want to get live.
Right, springtime we deliver a lot of baby chickens to businesses, that do sell those.
We appreciate the work you're doing. Don't mean to cut you off, man, but we got to get to break. But appreciate you, Kev. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, Kevin.
Safe travels out there. We'll be back with more show.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.